With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There's no escaping the heat for about 160 million people in America.
The heat wave across the country continues with triple-digit temperatures in the west, triple-digit heat indices in the east, and roughly everything in between also baking, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
There's the large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew Beryl up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the East Coast.
Death Valley, known for its heat, was 129 Monday. That's not even the all-time record, and it's attracting tourists like Drew Belt.
You can feel it in your eyes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say wide recovery efforts are underway after Hurricane Beryl left millions still without power as temperatures soar in Texas. President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for the state. Over 1 million people still have no power in the Houston area. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Senator J.D. Vance says it would be totally reasonable for Donald Trump to investigate Joe Biden's actions in office should the former president be reelected in November. Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Vance says Trump's position amounts to saying, as he puts it, look, let's do the basic work of investigating wrongdoing. He also told NBC's Meet the Press it's President Biden who has weaponized the Justice Department, calling his numerous probes into Donald Trump, quote, a massive threat to our system of law and government. Vance is on a short list of likely Trump vice presidential nominees. Bob Agnew reporting.
Nikki Haley releasing the delegates she won during this year's Republican primary, so they're free to support Donald Trump at next week's convention. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 27 points, the NASDAQ up 16. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words Kai will pay were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejecting a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed that court's ruling. This is SRN News. Rent inflation remains a pressure point for small businesses.
The Bank of America Institute found that average monthly rent payment growth for the bank's small business clients rose 12% year over year in May. The rent payments per client closely track the non-residential real estate rents component of the producer price index. The index suggests increases are largely due to inflation rather than small businesses upgrading to bigger or better space.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Bank of America, says easing wage inflation has taken some pressure off of small businesses. Two giant pandas sent from China to the San Diego Zoo last month are acclimating to their new home. The panda's not on public display just yet, but the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance released the first photos of the pair as they settle into their new habitat. More details at SRNNews.com.